Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today we're continuing our discussion on retirement, and I want to talk about finding your retirement home. Now, I'm not talking about finding an over 55 community. I'm not talking about finding an assisted living facility. I'm talking about finding the place that you truly want to be and then figuring out ways to get there and getting there sooner rather than later. So the first step is simply identifying the specific area that you'd like to be in and then take a vacation to that area. Meet with a realtor, get a sense of the housing market, what costs are, what are the most desirable areas, or what are the areas that you like the most. And then once you leave, keep up with that activity and keep up with the pricing of properties being bought and sold. Typically, once you meet with a realtor, they'll be really good at keeping in touch with you and keeping you in front of these things. But there's plenty of other apps that you can use out there to really keep up with what's happening in a given real estate market. And then when the time is right, consider buying a place. And if the price is too high, maybe you can start by using it as an investment property and renting it out until you're ready to move in yourself. Another way to play it is to buy raw land and hold it until you're ready to build. And then at such a point where you sell your primary residence or you accumulate the wealth to do it, then you can build the house that you want. But if you buy it right and later you decide to go in another direction, there's a good probability that property could appreciate in value over time, especially if it's a very desirable area. So for me, I bought my retirement home when I was in my early 40s. And I have the benefit of raising my family in an environment that I love. And if you've listened in the past, you know that I have a house out in Colorado. As a matter of fact, that's where I'm talking to you from right now. And we use this place every opportunity we can. So when my kids are not in school, this is where we are. And there's something very special about being on vacation in your own place because all your stuff is there. It's very easy, and it's just nice. You know, your normal house, that's where all the activities happen and the day-to-day monotony of life, so to speak. When you get to a vacation house that's yours, it's something very different. It's a much different feel. And it really is a nice part of life, I have to say. So don't wait until the moment you retire if you don't have to. Try to find that place now and try to work towards getting yourself in before you actually step away from work, assuming you ever do that. If you know anyone that can benefit from hearing this message, please send them a link and just suggest that they subscribe. It's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or to Stitcher. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about the concept of never retiring. What if you don't ever retire? And is this an option? So we'll get into that a little bit tomorrow. But for today, start to think about this idea of real estate and where you truly want to be and decide where that might be or narrow it down and then take vacations to those areas that you like and start to really follow those real estate markets. And when the time is right, pull the trigger.